Walter's Night Before Christmas. "'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through my house, no family was stirring, all drunk and passed out. They'd hung their stockings by my chimney with care, but I'd switched them out with my wife's underwear. My dumb next-door neighbors were asleep in their beds, but their dog kept on barking. I'm sad he's not dead. I hate this whole season, all the presents to wrap. How fun is this for me? Like a bad spinal tap. But out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I bounced off my wife, 'cause she'd gotten much fatter. I tried to get past her, tripped over the trash. Oh great, she looks mad now, here comes her hot flash. A tune started playing outside in the snow. Out the window I saw him. He called out, "Hey, bro." And what to my wondering eyes was quite clear, a big happy black dude and his case of light beer. He was driving a sleigh, but that can't be Saint Nick. Is that really him now, or just his sidekick? "Yes, I'm Kris Kringle," the guy up and sang, "and those are my reindeer. It ain't no big thing." An actor? A rapper? Please tell me it's fiction. Confound it, it's stupid. Who gave him permission? Not the top of my porch. Now to whom must I call? Hurry up, Trump. You must build that big wall. A bit peeved, and before I could ascertain why, they zoomed quite unstoppable right through the sky. Right up to my housetop the hooligans flew with a sleigh full of toys and Black Nicholas too. My grandson was tinkling, the dog that went woof, 'cause up in the ceiling we heard some big hoofs. I spit out my cornbread and said, "Hit the ground!" Out the chimney Saint Nicholas came. He was brown. Brother dressed all in fur really was a good look, besides being tarnished with ashes and soot. He had all the toys in his oversized pack. This dude was so huge, I thought he was Shaq. Dark eyes? Wait, they twinkled. His dimples were merry. Yeah, I felt kind of bad. This wasn't so scary. His face looked quite happy, with kind of a glow. I felt I should give him my best old Bordeaux. He had not a pipe stuck between his white teeth. Just a big giant smile. My grandson said, "Sweet." Of course he was fat, with a big old pot belly, and his boots were well used, so I'm sure a bit smelly. He was chubby and plump, and I said to myself, in the dark he's the same as any old elf. A wink and we knew, no, there's nothing to dread. We'd rather have him than some white cracker head. He spoke not a word, but then started to smirk. We saw all the panties. Yeah, me, that's my work. He then spread his presents, gave three ho-ho-hos, last giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, it was now very clear. What does it matter? He could be from Zaire. Then I heard him exclaim, "Dude thought I was white. Merry Christmas to y'all, yo. Don't be so uptight." Merry Christmas.
Well, we hope you liked the video. If you did like it, there's a couple of things you can do. You can like, you can comment, and you can subscribe.
Yeah,
yeah. And then, I know what they should do. They should get a ticket to our live shows. That's a lot of fun.
It's great. Come on out to a show.
You'll dig it.
Dig it.
Dig it, dig it, dig it, dig it. I said dig it.
Right.
That's an old term. Doesn't matter. Fine. Just come to the show, for God's sake.